The first signing that was made official today came from a slick little video put together by the Montreal Alouettes on a 2-year deal for your former quarterback, Saskatchewan. Now Montreal Alouettes quarterback Cody Fajardo joins us here on the Green Zone today. Cody, how's it feel to start a new chapter?
Fresh start. It's sad to leave Ryderville, but it's the people there. And, you know, I sent out a note on Monday, and the amount of responses I got that were all positive, it just made us feel loved, and as they always did. So you guys got all those new toys over there in Ryderville, and you still want me to be on the show. So, I appreciate you having me on.
Well, Cody, you're the franchise guy for the last 30 years, or last 3 years. So how... It has been a wild ride. I think it is fair to say that on what it's been like to be the starting quarterback in this market.
Absolutely, and especially for it to be your first ride. You know, for my first starting experience to be in Ryderville, I know nothing other than that as a starter in this league. You know, I've been with other teams, but I've never been the franchise guy or the starter. So, to be thrust into that action, I learned a lot. There's a lot of great, amazing people that I'm still close with too today, and people I'll be lifelong friends with. So that's what it's about for me is the relationships built off the field and, you know, who I am as a person more off the field than who I was on the field. But to have the opportunity to be the Riders quarterback, I'm very thankful and very blessed for those 3 years.
I want to go back. I think it was October 14th or 15th when the team came back from that bye week. How tough was it to have Craig Dickinson sit you down and say, we're going to go with Mason Fine and feel that this chapter was ending in Saskatchewan?
Yeah, it was difficult. And, you know, Dickie, he had that, you know, kind of in his sights for 5 weeks prior to that. It seemed like every week, it was, if you're not performing, we're gonna pull you. And, you know, that's a tough spot to be in. And, you know, it just didn't end the way you wanted it to. But the writing was kind of on the wall there at the end. And it's unfortunate, but I think a fresh start for both parties going separate ways. And it'll be exciting, I think, for both programs. And almost like a trade happened between Sask and Montreal, which, you know, I think a trade would have been a lot more fun for fans and for the league. But I think a fresh start for both parties will do a lot of justice for both teams.
I've said so often on this show that we don't know half the stuff that goes on behind the scenes, and so that was going on behind the scenes. Was Craig was really putting it on you on you need to be better or we're going to bench you for 5 weeks?
Unfortunately, yeah, it was tough. So I knew it was coming. I just didn't know a matter of when. It was unfortunate that it had to happen when we still had an opportunity to make the playoffs. But, that's the part of the business where if you're not performing, the first piece you look at is your quarterback, and usually he's making the most money. So if you're not winning, that's probably the biggest way to make a splash and hope that you can create some change and create some positivity. And so I get it. I was a casualty of the football side of the football operation of things. But, it was difficult, and like I said, the writing was a little bit on the wall for, you know, seven weeks there it seemed like my family and I would be going elsewhere at the end of the year.
Well, it's fair to say your relationship with Jason Moss is just fine. So how strained is it with Craig?
It's not that bad. You know, I don't burn any bridges. It's unfortunate that I still haven't talked to Coach Dickie about me leaving. You know, J.O. called me and we had a nice conversation. Craig Reynolds called me and we had a wonderful conversation. But, still not hearing anything from Craig. That hurt a little bit. But moving on and excited about the future. And Coach Moss, it's funny because we're both fiery competitors. So there's a lot of speculation that Coach Moss and I's relationship wasn't good. And we have an outstanding relationship, an outstanding working relationship. We respect each other and we know how to get the best out of each other. And so when he got the head coaching job in Montreal, that team jumped up to the top of my list in free agency. And it all obviously depended on what happened with Trevor Harris. And once news came out that he was going to leave, Moss picked, once the open window came up, Moss called me right away and let me know that he was interested in me coming in. So just feeling that wanted. You know, you always want to be wanted, and it's nice to be liked, but to be wanted is a little bit different thing, and I truly feel that with Coach Moss as the head coach of the Montreal Alouettes.
Cody Fajardo with us here on the Green Zone, signing a two-year deal with the Montreal Alouettes, starting his new chapter. I hear Luca in the background. How's Luca doing?
He's doing good, yeah. I'm actually walking around with him. Turned 5 months today. So he's a big boy. He might be an offensive lineman, and he's got that Canadian passport. So CFL is...
Hey, that's where the money is, Cody.
Yeah, oh, I know. Yeah. These contracts come out, and I know that Canadian offensive lineman, and, you know, you got to appreciate your big guys up front. So we'll see what happens with this guy.
What does Cody Fajardo need to do moving forward to improve, be better on off the field? What are you looking for after a pretty down year in 2022, both emotionally, physically, and with the wins and losses?
Yeah, I think health plays a big part in that, and being 100% healthy right now is something I'm excited about. I think that played in a lot more than I expected it to. I said before, I wish I would have taken a couple games off and let my knee fully heal, because I am a running quarterback and I rely so heavily on my legs, and taking that away and something I've relied on for so many years, it's difficult when you've done it so many games in and games out. So being healthy will definitely help. Try not to turn the ball over as much. The last 2 years, I had a little bit more interceptions than I would have liked. In my first year in 2019, I had single-digit interceptions in 18 games. And then the last 2 years, I've had double-digit interceptions. So try not to turn the ball over and find completions. And obviously, hit the deep ball when it's there. That's everybody in the league, though. You know, those deep balls, everybody wanted to talk about it in Ryderville, and it seemed like it took on a life of its own. But when the guy's there, you got to hit him. You can't miss, because these teams are getting so much more talented on both sides of the ball, and defenses are getting extremely tough to go against. So when your opportunities are there to strike on a big play, you've got to take advantage.
Of course, the Montreal Alouettes have lost a few big-ticket items on the receiving core, but how excited are you to rejoin Jason, and what do you see in Montreal?
I'm extremely excited. What's nice is hitting training camp knowing the offense that you're going to be in. It's not like I have to start from scratch. And sometimes when you have that, you can see things from a different viewpoint, right? So you can pick up where you left off, and you can honestly start fine-tuning some things, because you're not so much worried about just getting the playbook down. So you can focus more on mechanical stuff. You can focus more on outside line factors and just becoming a better football player. We signed Greg Ellingston over there, who's a veteran CFL all-star in this league, a guy who's going to bring a lot of tenacity and a lot of positivity to this team, and two Canadian studs, from what Coach Moss has told me over there in Montreal, that I'm really excited to work with. So, a lot of people think it's a rebuild in Montreal, and absolutely it's not. We're excited. I'm excited. I think what Danny Mac is doing over there is incredible things. With everything going on behind the scenes, he's managing to put together a really good football team. So I'm just excited to hit the ground running and prove to all the people who, have been a little bit harder on me over the last couple of years that, I still got a lot left in the tank and I can still be one of the elite quarterbacks in this league.
I will raise my hand up and fully admit here on the Green Zone, I've been hard on you. There's no doubt about it. As what I'm paid to do is have an opinion. How hard was that aspect of being in a market with as much of a fishbowl as the Saskatchewan Roughriders are? You are the big-ticket item here. It's not the Montreal Canadiens and the Toronto Maple Leafs and the Edmonton Oilers. It is the Saskatchewan Roughriders.
Yeah, it's tough because when you play bad, you know you play bad, and you don't really need a lot of people to tell you played bad, because as a competitor, you know. So when you just hear it, it just kind of gets a little repetitive. So you try and block out the noise as much as you can. It's extremely difficult in Sask. But everybody I interact with face to face were awesome. They respected me. They said great things, but, people hide behind a computer screen and you can say whatever you want and say what you want about social media, but a lot of athletes read that stuff. And because we use our platform to do things, so it comes across your screen, but, yeah, it's difficult, but you know, the only cure for that, in my opinion, is winning football games and playing better. So you got to pull yourself out of the grind, and you got to pull yourself out of the mud and find a way to win football games. And unfortunately, we didn't do that down the stretch. And so things would have been a lot better, in my opinion, if we made the playoffs. You know, I think things would have eased a little bit more. Also, being in a Grey Cup year, that didn't help things. There's already plenty of pressure in Ryderville as the quarterback or any Saskatchewan Rough Rider player. But to add the Grey Cup to it as well, it just adds a little bit more pressure. And so I enjoyed my time there. I have no burned bridges with anybody, and I look forward to playing the Riders. I looked at the schedule, you know, when I came to agreement with my contract. Unfortunately, I won't be going to Mosaic Stadium this year.
What's it like not having to play at Mosaic Stadium this year?
I didn't really look into the schedule until after I agreed to terms. I think it's best for both parties if we take a year off, and then maybe in 2024 we can come back into Mosaic Stadium and have some fun there. But at least we do get to play the Riders one time, and that'll be a lot of fun just seeing some old teammates and seeing some old coaches and people that in the operations side that have done so much for me. So that'll be exciting. But I'm looking forward to it. A fresh start, and my family's excited to head east and head to Montreal. We've heard nothing about great things about that city. And so I'm working on my French, and hopefully I can have a little bit down by the time I get there in training camp.
Well, Cody, thanks again, and hope you're able to spoil your wife on Valentine's Day. And glad to hear Luke is doing great on it. 5 months in already. Exciting stuff. Cody, thanks for your time.
Thank you, guys. I appreciate it, and all the best this year.
That is Cody Fajardo, now quarterback of the Montreal Alouettes.